Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Radio Show. God bless everyone. At this time, we would like to open up with a word of prayer, asking you to turn your hearts and your minds toward the Lord, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, God. We humble ourselves before you. Lord, we give thanks, glory, and honor unto your name. We bless you right now, Lord. We ask that you will look down on us with compassion, that you will have mercy upon us and forgive our sins. Lord, blot out our transgressions. We ask, Lord, that you will cleanse us from the inside out and fill us with your spirit, O God. We ask that you will move in our lives and that your will be done, O God. We pray, Lord, that you will look on every listener, that you will touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Lord, lift heavy burdens, O God. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Bind the enemy's works on every side. Tear down the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are ever looking unto you and we're depending on you. We ask, Lord, that you will send forth your word today and let your word have free course. Let your word prick our hearts, O God, and help us to receive your word, to accept it, O God, and to live by it. Lord, not our will, but we ask that your holy will be done in each of our lives. We ask, God, that you will be the head of our lives and that you will lead, guide, and direct us in the way that we should go. We ask you, Lord, to remember those who don't know you today, to bless them, O God, and reveal yourself unto them. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We thank you right now for your mercy, for your grace, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayers, O Lord, and we thank you for the moving of your spirit, for the outpouring of your spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your holy name. We ask you, Lord God, to accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. We just thank God for another opportunity. First, I'd like to give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Amen. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm so grateful for the Lord blessing us one more time. I thank God for this radio broadcast. And I would like to take the time to welcome you once again to this broadcast. And also, I would like to make mention that if for those of you who are tuning in for the first time and don't know, I am Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer, also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for our leaders. Amen. We thank God for just blessing us in the way that he has been moving. Amen. Praise God. And at this time, I do have on the line with me, on the radio broadcast with me, Evangelist Khadijah Hameen, who is my daughter, and she resides in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. I also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond, who is my co-host. Amen, and she is a licensed field evangelist of the headquarters church there in Camden, New Jersey. Praise God, and I can say that I'm happy down in my soul, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing, and I'm glad in it. Amen, but let us all come together to rejoice and be glad in this day that the Lord has made. And at this time, we are going to have our opening scripture by Evangelist Khadijah Hameen, who will also give a testimony and perhaps a song. Amen. At this time, Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Give honor to God, to Evangelist Sheila, Pastor Sheila, and to also to Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Just thank God for being on the line one more time. Thank God for all the listeners. Thank God for all of his goodness and his mercy, for his blessings. Thank God even for, you know, this past Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for all the things that God has done for me, and I hope that everyone has had a blessed Thanksgiving as well. The opening scripture is going to be taken from the 139th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 139th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Thank God for the reading of his word. The 139th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 14 verses, and truly, we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
I'm going to sing this song. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Save me till my head look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Ooh, I want to be.
That was read, and also that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadijah. Amen. Praise God. And I'm just thinking on this psalm that she read and how God, He is aware of everything that's going on with us. Praise the Lord. He knows when we wake up in the morning. He knows when we lie down at night.
Amen.
He knows our going out. He knows our coming in. He is aware of all of our moves, and nothing is hid from God. No matter where we are, how far we can go, no one can get out of the sight of God, because He can see us where we are. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the psalmist began to just magnify the Lord in verse 14, saying, I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
Amen.
So knowing that You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and knowing that His works are marvelous, praise be to God, no one can deter your faith.
All right.
This is my faith in the Lord. I know that His works are marvelous. Amen. Praise be to God. My soul knows that right well. Glory be to God. And I thank God
for
this radio broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just thank God for that selection. Save me, Lord. This is a request, a prayer, calling to the Lord to save me. I want to be Your child. Amen.
Yes.
It has to be personal. You have to want God to save you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise be to God, because that's why He died. Amen.
Amen.
He died on that cross to save us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we can be saved. Just thank God for everything that's been said and done. Praise the Lord. And we have a great speaker on this afternoon.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. My co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And I'm going to go ahead on and get out of the way, because sometimes as a preacher, we get a little stirred up. Amen.
All right.
We be trying to come on in, but sometimes we just continue on. Glory to God.
Yes.
But the Lord, wonderful, and He's a mighty God, and He's worthy to be praised. And the more I talk about Him, the more I get stirred up, and I just want to preach. Hallelujah, praise
God. All right.
Thank you, Jesus. But we're going to go ahead on and move out of the way and present the speaker on this afternoon in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And at this time, the next voice you will hear is Evangelist Maybelle Edmond.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. And at this time, we're going to go directly to the Word of God. And my thought today is, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?
All right.
Save me, Lord. The sister sang the song, Save Me, Lord. You can be saved today. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, today can be your day. Let us go to the Word of God, and we're going to start with St. Mark, the 16th chapter, the 15th verse, throughout the 18th verses, and also Acts, the 2nd chapter, and begin with the first verse throughout the 6th verse, and then we're going to skip on down, go a little further down. We have quite a few scriptures here that we want to get to, if the Lord say the same. But we just want the Lord to have his way.
Amen.
Whatever he say, that's what we want.
Yes.
And beginning with St. Mark 16:10 through 18, and as we turn our hearts to a word of prayer before we get started, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, asking that you look upon us and every listening ear. We pray that you will touch, that you will bless, save, heal, and forgive, that you will send down anointing and let your word reach some soul. Help somebody to give their life to you on this day. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we pray that you will have your way. Let your will be done in me, oh Lord. And my God, I pray, Lord, if there be any error, I pray that you save, Lord, that you will deliver from every error. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
St. Mark 16 and 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And going over to the book of Acts, the second chapter, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak their own language. And they were all amazed, marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these men are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will shew wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And let's go over to the book of Romans. And I believe that's the 8th chapter. Pardon me, Romans, the 10th chapter. And the 8th, begin with the 8th verse. The Lord. How many of you know God is good?
Amen.
He is surely good.
Yes.
Over in Romans, the 10th chapter. And the 8th verse, praise God, the Bible is telling us that it says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt save. You can be saved today. Regardless of what your situation is, regardless of what happened in your life, regardless of what people think of you, regardless of what people say about you, you can be saved because
Amen.
God is the judge, and he's the almighty God. He's the only one that can deliver your soul. And I'm going to tell you what you must do in order to reach that situation. You have to sanctify yourself. You got to be sanctified.
Amen.
Before the Holy Ghost comes in, you must be set apart. You must be clean and ready. God's divine use. You have to be separated from the secular world and
yes.
from sinful settings and set yourself apart for a sacred purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to clean yourself up. Everything that you know is not like God. You have to surrender and give it over to the Lord. You have to sell out before the God of our salvation.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You have to give up everything maybe dear to you, but you got to let it go in
right.
order to be saved. You got to set yourself apart that God may be ready to come on in. The Bible says in Exodus, the 19th chapter and the 22nd verse, and let the priests also, which come before the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord be wroth upon them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lest the Lord breathe forth upon them. And in Leviticus, the 20th chapter and the 7th verse, it says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 11:44 tells us that we have to sanctify ourselves because the Lord, he is a holy God, and he expects for his children to be holy children so we can turn our lives over to the Lord by faith. sanctifying ourselves and setting ourselves apart from this whole evil world.
Amen.
The things that is in this world is causing people to sin more and more and more every day. But you got to sacrifice, present your body a living sacrifice unto the Lord your God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I tell you, your mind has to be changed. You have to bring your mind in conformance with the word of God and with the things that are of God, and everything else, you have to shut it out. Let
Amen.
It go. Sell out before the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Had ye received the Holy Ghost since you believed, the word of God had gone out. And the Bible said, had they not all heard, verily the sound went into all the earth. Thank you, Jesus. That word has gone out into the world. It's gone out on the radio broadcast. It's
yes.
going out all in the churches. It's going out over YouTube. It's going out
yes.
online. It's going out by way of Twitter. The word of God is getting out. I
yes.
heard when he told the apostles, he said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Yes,
but he that believeth not shall be damned.
Amen.
If you don't believe the word of God, you shall be damned. Scripture saying, these signs shall follow them that believe. In
mm-hmm.
my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They
Preach.
Shall take a serpent. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
there are some, they are saying they had the Holy Ghost, but they had no sign. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost come with a sign.
Amen.
The Bible says, and these signs shall follow them that believe.
Preach.
Thank you, Jesus. You got to believe on him, as the scripture has said, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The
yes.
scripture said in St. Luke 24:49, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem
yes.
until ye be endued power from on high. You got
Preach.
To have that power. Power.
Power.
Power. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power.
Yes.
To treat your neighbor right. Power. To do what thus said the Lord.
Yes.
Power.
Power.
Walk right. Power. To talk right. The Bible said they shall speak with new tongues. That tongue is going to be changed. Hallelujah. You're not going to talk the same way you used to talk. You're not going to use those words. Your tongue is not going to use those filthy words
Amen.
That you used to say. All kinds of evil words and cursings. God will change your tongue. The
yes.
Bible says they shall speak with new tongues. New. It's not going to be that same old tongue, that same old lying tongue, that same old cursing tongue, that same old tongue that slander people. Hallelujah. All of that's got to change, and it will change when the Holy Ghost come in. But
Amen.
You got to had the sign. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. You'll be able to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
and if they shall pick up serpents, the Bible said they shall pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If you drink any deadly thing, it's not going to hurt you. But God is not telling you to go out there and drink some poison and tempt God. No, we don't tempt God, but we believe what the Word of God says. Sometimes the devil will try to poison you. Hallelujah.
That's right.
But God, I said God,
God
will counteract. Hallelujah. Yes. And it won't hurt you. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
The Holy Ghost, he comes with a sign. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't have the sign of that new tongue, speaking with a new tongue, thank you, Jesus. And it says, they shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
You're going to speak with new tongues.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And that old you won't be the same. It's
Amen.
Going to be a new you. Thank you, Jesus. People that you hated, God will now have love in your heart. And you can't hate no more. You'll love your worst enemy, the one that turned their back on you, the one that set you up, the one that deceived you. Hallelujah. You'll love them because the love of God will be on the inside. You'll be able to love them.
Amen.
Treat them right. Thank you, Jesus. You won't want to fight them anymore.
Right.
You won't want to kill them no more. You won't want to shoot them or stab them. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost will come in and make you brand new. Songwriter said brand new. Hallelujah. Brand new. I will. He'll make you brand new. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Over in Acts, the second chapter, it said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord. They were in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. It was cloven tongue, split tongue. Hallelujah. God was speaking through their tongue. It was their tongue that he was using, but he was speaking in another tongue. Hallelujah. And that's what God will do. When the Holy Ghost comes in, you will speak in cloven tongue. Hallelujah. Just like the apostles did when they went and waited in the upper room, waiting on Jesus, waiting. The Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. They waited there, and God filled them. The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
All of them that were there, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Yes.
They wasn't speaking in their own tongue. They wasn't making some old kind of tongue, but the Spirit of God began to speak through them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. They were not of themselves. but the Holy Ghost
yes.
control, and they were no more their own. And that's yes. the way it is. You don't have no more control when the Holy Ghost comes in. When the Holy Ghost take control, you don't have no more control. Thank you, Jesus. The
Thank
Spirit
you, Jesus.
Of God over, and He will speak, but He will use you in His service. As the Bible says, in the fifth verse, there were dwelling at Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded. They were confused. That multitude that came together, what, they were just confused. And they were all amazed. They heard them speak in His own language. There were
yes.
many different devout men there in different. They had come from different countries. But when they began to hear them speaking, they heard them speak in their own language. And
yes.
they were all amazed. And they marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And now hear we, every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born. No doubt there were some Cretes there, Libyans, hallelujah, Arabians.
Yes.
They were all there. But
yes.
thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Close.
They heard them speak in their own language. I thank God.
Thank
for
God.
The Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
For that power that God told us about. That power that Jesus said He would give to the saints.
Yes.
And they just go back to Jerusalem and tarry there. Stay there until you're being endued with power from on high. And the Bible speaks in the 37th verse of Acts. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory
you,
to thy name.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your name, Lord.
Bless
glory,
your name,
glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
I tell you, the devil, he's a liar. He
a
don't
liar.
Want the word of God to go out.
That's right.
He's going out, devil. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Ah,
right.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preach
yes.
it. They may not want to hear it, but
mm-hmm.
preach it.
Preach.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Preach it anyway.
Yes.
Preach it when they don't want to hear it. Preach it when they laugh at you. Preach, you. Preach it when they
preach.
Scorn you. Preach it anyway.
Glory.
Preach the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Thank
the
you,
apostles
Jesus.
Went on out there and preached the word of God. They were
mm-hmm.
put in prison. They were stoned. But they
yes.
preached the word of God. They
Amen.
Didn't care. They preached that word. Some was even put to death. But they preached the word of God. And
yes.
that's what we had to do. We had to preach it. Preach it in season. Preach it out of season.
Amen.
When Satan don't want you to preach it. When he tried to do everything he can to stop you from preaching it. Preach
mm-hmm.
it anyway.
Preach
because
it.
The people need to know how to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This is a gift. It's a free gift for everyone that believes. Had ye
yes.
received the Holy Ghost since ye believed. You heard the word of God, and you believe the word of God. But why haven't you received the Holy Ghost? What are you waiting for? I heard the psalmist say, what wait I for? Hallelujah. Now is the day of salvation. Today you hear my voice. Harden not your heart, hallelujah, as in the day of provocation. Hear the word of God. Hear, O Israel, and your soul shall live. If you believe on him, as the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible says the Romans and the 11th verse, 10th verse, it says, for with the heart man believeth, is your heart. Let your heart believe God. Let your heart receive the word of God.
Amen.
The Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You believe with your heart. Hallelujah. And then out of your mouth comes the confession. Hallelujah. That is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Thank you, Jesus. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You got to call upon him. Call on the name of Jesus. And if you call him, you shall be saved.
Amen.
You got to call on him. Scripture says, how then shall they call in, on him in whom they have not believed? How are you going to call on him? You haven't believed in him. How shall they believe in whom they have not heard? But we are preaching the word now, so you heard the word. And how shall they hear without a preacher? How are they going to hear without a preacher? People saying that they're a preacher. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, my God.
All right.
Glory, glory. But you got to know. You got to know whether or not you're a preacher. You got to have God's spirit in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
How then
shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? You have some preachers, so-called preachers, they haven't been sent, but they're preaching. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Glad tidings. The word of God is glad tidings. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God is good. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
we have to believe on him. As the scripture has said, we got to know in our hearts that we have believed the report. The scripture says, who have believed our report? What are you waiting for? If you believe the word, what are you waiting for? The door is open, and the Lord is ready. He's ready. So
hallelujah.
Come on in. And make his abode. He's waiting. He's waiting to come in and suck with you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Whosoever will hear and open up the door. Jesus.
Jesus.
He will come in and he will suck with you. Thank you, Jesus. God has got your deliverance. He's got just what you need. But you got to believe on him. All the scripture has said, have ye receive the Holy Ghost since we believe. Lord, I want to be saved. When you let the Lord know that you want to be saved, he'll come in. He'll deliver your soul. He'll fill your cup. And
yeah.
It's not hard. It's not hard. It's just like 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. It's conversion. When the Lord changed your mind, you don't have a mind to want to do the things of the world anymore. That conversion and sanctification comes when you set yourself apart for God's divine use. Thank you, Jesus. And when you get sanctified, then you are waiting right there for the Holy Ghost. And you don't have to tarry like they did. Hallelujah. They tarry for 10 long days. It doesn't
Amen.
Take God 10 long days. No, it doesn't. It was the initial outpouring of God's Spirit. But now, if you believe on him, as the scripture has said,
right now,
wherever you are, you could be in your home, but when once you meet that condition, the Holy Ghost, I said
the Holy Ghost.
Come into you, and he'll sup with you, he'll speak through you, he'll quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. You won't have any control, but the Holy Ghost will take control, and he'll speak to you in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's a righteous God. He's an on-time God.
Amen.
He's never late. But he's always on time.
Amen.
He'll come to your rescue when he sees that you really want to be saved and you really want to do that which is right. The Lord will. He'll come in and he'll help with you. And he'll make everything all right. Everything will be changed. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus. I believe the apostles, they began to lay hands on some of them to lead the word of God.
Yes.
Laid their hands on them. The Holy Ghost fell on them. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Well,
yes,
glory, 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 glory. The Holy Ghost on them, and they received the Holy Ghost just like that.
Amen.
They weren't in a church.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't in a church building.
Mm-hmm.
But they were right there.
Yes.
God wanted them to be. They were filled with Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter if you're sitting in a building, in a church building, or if you're sitting in your home. Once you meet that condition of faith, the Bible said faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Once
Amen.
You meet that condition and you have sanctified yourself, you have set yourself apart and you have given your life to the Lord, hallelujah, and you believe him with all your heart, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost will come in. He'll quicken your body.
Yes,
and he'll take control. And it's just like that. 1, 2, 3. Conversion, sanctification, and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I will do it. I'm a witness. I'm a witness that God will do it. I'm reminded of the day that the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
I
you.
Made up my mind. I was going to serve the Lord. I went to church on that Sunday morning, and the messenger came with a message, and the message was, I'm pressing on. Hallelujah. I knew that I had not pressed my way I knew that I hadn't done all that I should have done. But that day, I made up my mind I was not leaving the building until I received the Holy Ghost. And when time came to pray and call on Jesus, I called on the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I called until I got tired. I called till my stomach began to pain me. I called until the Lord began to move. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I knew something was happening. I didn't know what it was. I felt, hallelujah, the Lord take control of my tongue. I didn't know what was happening. So I said within myself, I'm going to stop and I'm going to see if this is God or the devil. And at that moment, the preacher said, open your mouth wide. And when he said that, I opened my mouth wide. Hallelujah. And the Lord took control of my tongue. And he began to speak to me in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. And it was like just me and the Lord. Hallelujah. But the building was filled. But when the Lord took over, it was just me and the Lord, and he was speaking through me. He quickened me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank
the
you.
Lord, he took over. When I stood up, my God, I was standing up between the altar and the pulpit, and the Holy Ghost knocked me down. Hallelujah. And somebody said, look like Joe Lewis knocked her out. Hallelujah. But when I hit the floor, hallelujah, I didn't feel nothing.
No.
It was like a feather falling on the floor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I didn't get hurt. Oh, my God, my God. I knew that that was the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And even as I got up, hallelujah, the devil tried me. He didn't want me to tell what God did for me. He wanted me to just come home and just wait. And you know what he said? He said, wait. This is what the devil said. He said, wait and see if you got it first. No. The substance evidence of things not seen. Thank you, Jesus. You see, it's a faith way.
Yes.
We don't see it, but we have to believe it. Thank
That's
you,
right.
Jesus. And so my mouth flew open, and I said, I thank God for converting me. Hallelujah. The preacher said, yes. And I said, I thank God for sanctifying me. But I was going to tell that he filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
But after a while, my mouth flew open. And
Glory.
I said, I thank God for filling me with the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory
to
Jesus. Glory to your name. And the people begin to praise God. They begin to go forth in the dance. They begin to shout, hallelujah.
Glory.
And I opened my eyes. Everything was different. Everything was bright. Everybody was happy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I had a great time in the Lord. Somebody said at midnight, a cry was made.
Glory. Hallelujah.
It was after midnight. But thank God.
Thank
I received the Holy Ghost.
Thank
the
you,
most
Lord.
Precious gift. The most precious gift
most
the world God. Could ever receive. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
I went on home. Thank you, Jesus. My mother something happened. She knew I had received the Holy Ghost. My hair was matted to my head. My clothes were soiled.
Thank you, Lord.
My shoes were scuffed. But I came through with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. That precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had a wonderful time. I was never so happy in all my life. Thank you, Jesus. You think the liquor make you happy? No, it doesn't.
No.
Hallelujah. It make you have a headache, make you have a hangover. But God knows, I didn't have no headache. I didn't have no hangover.
Glory.
I had joy, 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 joy.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That's how easy it is to receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Have you received it? Have you received it? If you just believe on him, believe God's word. Don't let anybody turn you against the word of God, because the word is what's going to help you to be saved. Don't let anybody tell you you don't have to go that route, because you do have to go this route. You have to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. He's the only one. He's the only one that can deliver your soul. He's the only one that can save you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's a wonderful thing to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, God is good. He's a wonderful God. You receive his word, receive him, and God will do just what he said he would do. Who have believed this report? If you believe it, you can receive it right now. You don't have to wait another week, another month, another day. In fact, you heard the word today. You can receive God today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I just thank God for his word at this time. This part of the service is turned into the hands of Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Oh, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Thank God for that precious anointed word of God coming today through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. She preached under the anointing of God.
Yes, she did.
Amen. With a question saying, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Amen. And also saying, Lord, I want to be saved. Thank you, Jesus. I can say of a truth that that word is all powerful. God has spoken on today, reaching out to all of us, not just those who don't know him, but to every one of us. We all need to make sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. We have to make sure that we have the Holy Ghost as the scripture says. There's no time for wondering whether you have him or think that you have him, but you need to know for certain that the Holy Ghost abides on the inside. Praise be to God. And at this time, we invite you to turn your attention to the word, to the Lord, and focus on that word. And those of you who don't have the Holy Ghost today, you can receive him right where you are. If you're willing to repent, to make a change, to be converted, to change your ways, and God will fill your soul with the Holy Ghost. Just sanctify yourself. Put aside everything that's not like God. Just forsake it and walk away from it. Forget about the ways of the world. Forget about your own ways. Forsake that for Christ. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray unto God. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you one more time asking for your mercy and for your grace. Oh, Lord, we want to give you thanks for sending your word on today. And, Lord, we ask right now that you will let your word touch every heart that has heard this message on today. Lord, we ask that you will forgive the sins of those who are repenting right now. And ask, oh, Lord Jesus, we ask for you to sanctify them on the inside and fill their souls with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are a loving God, and you are compassionate toward us. And we thank you for your mercy and for your grace. We ask it in the name of Jesus that you will save those who are crying out right now. Oh, Lord God, be merciful and lay your hand on them, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, touch their minds and touch their hearts. Move in a mighty way right now, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Have your way, my God. Take us, oh Lord. And even as the scripture says, Lord, we know you're able to fill them and also manifest yourself. Oh
yes,
God,
yes,
let the signs be shown, Lord. Show them the way that you have them to go. In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord.
You're able, Lord.
We're depending on you right
yes,
now,
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So without you, Lord,
yes, Lord.
We
thank
can
you.
Do nothing at all.
Yes.
We ask you right now, God, to please pour out your spirit, even
yes,
as it did in the day of Pentecost.
Yes,
Lord, God, pour it out upon all flesh, even as
yes,
your
Jesus.
Word has been made manifest and it has come to pass. Those,
yes,
Lord, who are hearing your word for the first time, Lord Jesus, make yourself known unto them, oh God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Let them know that you want to save them and you
yes,
want to
Lord.
Be in their lives, oh God. Please,
yes, Lord
Jesus, do wonders
please,
and work
Lord.
Miracles in the name of Jesus. And for those who are sick and shut in, Lord, those, oh God, who are laid up on their sick bed. We pray
yes,
right now, God, that you will raise them up, Lord.
Raise
them
up
and make them everywhere whole, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Heal, Lord God, every infirmity. Heal, Lord, every sickness and every disease. You have the power and you can do all things. There's nothing too hard for thee, oh God. And we ask you to remember the backsliders, oh God. Lord, restore their souls and help them to return unto you. Help them, Lord God, to make it back before it's too late. Give them another chance, Lord. Give them a little more time. We know you have the power and you can do all things. Lord,
yes,
please
Lord.
Remember everyone
please,
that's on the
please.
Prayer list all around the world, one by one and name by name. Lord, you know every prayer request and every petition. We're praying
yes,
right
Lord.
Now, God, that you will grant
yes,
each and every one and let it be done according to your holy will. In
yes,
the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
In the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
God, we ask you to bless the speaker
yes,
on today. To continue
yes, Lord.
To anoint her, Lord.
Yes,
and send
yes,
your
Lord.
Word through her, God.
Yes, Lord,
and
Lord.
Use her for your service.
Yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus,
oh, God, my God,
you know all
yes,
about
Lord. Thank
her
you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank
my
you,
God,
Jesus.
I pray that you will work it
thank
out
you,
right
Jesus.
Now, Lord.
Thank
that
you,
that you will fix it for her, Lord.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord,
yes,
my
Lord.
God, tear down strongholds, Lord.
Yes,
destroy
Lord.
The yokes of bondage.
Yes,
in the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, let
yes,
your
Lord.
Blood cover, Lord.
Yes,
let
Lord.
It wash. Oh,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Please have
yes,
your way.
Lord Jesus.
Evermore,
yes,
my God. Take full
please.
Control of our lives. Lead,
yes,
guide,
Lord.
And direct us. Show
yes,
us the
Lord.
Way that you want us to go, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Not
Jesus.
Our will, but
not
our
will
be done.
Yes, Lord, and teach us how to be more thankful. Teach
yes,
us, Lord,
help us,
how to render praise unto you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Teach
yes,
us
Lord.
How to
yes,
live
Lord.
A holy life, oh God, how to be examples to those who are looking at our lives, oh God. Help us, Lord Jesus,
help us, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
To minister to
help
the souls, oh God, according
yes,
to your will, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Let the word continue to go out, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let
Jesus.
It reach many souls, Lord, as you commanded us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to
yes,
every
Lord.
Creature.
Yes.
We want you to make the way for us. We want you to open up the door. Oh, blessed Savior. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We want
thank
you
Lord.
To prepare the way, Lord, that we
yes,
may
Lord.
Go forth and minister around the world. Oh,
yes,
bless
Lord.
Your name, Lord Jesus.
Bless
we ask you to
name,
save,
Jesus.
Save to the utmost, Lord.
Yes,
save
Lord.
Souls everywhere, one
yes,
by
Lord.
One and name by name. There are many souls right now, oh God, who are crying out and desiring to be saved.
Yes,
crying
Lord.
Out, Lord, because there's something holding them back, oh God, and binding them up. And we're asking
yes,
you to
Lord.
Free them, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And they may serve you, oh God.
In the name
yes,
of
they
Lord.
May live for you. In
Jesus.
The name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior.
Yes,
nothing Lord. Is too hard to you, Lord God. And we ask that you will continuously work miracles and
yes.
work wonders in our midst and help us to believe as the scripture says. Take
yes.
away all the doubt, Lord.
Take,
take
yes,
away
Lord,
unbelief. Take away
yes,
the
Lord.
Fear and the drawback. Remove
yes,
it,
Lord.
In the name
yes,
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Boldness, Lord. Help
yes,
us to
Lord.
Go forth according to your will. Lord, we believe you, and we
yes,
count it as done right now.
Yes,
and Lord, if there's something that I did not mention in the prayer, oh God, and there's someone with this desire in their heart
yes,
or this petition before you that was not mentioned, we are asking you to remember that, oh
yes,
my
yes.
Lord, and that you will grant
yes,
it, oh God. According to your will. Remember
yes,
the bereaved
Lord.
Families, oh Lord, all around the world, God.
Yes, Lord.
That you would give comfort and consolation, oh Lord Jesus, as you've
thank
given
you,
this power unto us
yes,
to Lord. Heal all manner of diseases and all manner of sicknesses by the power that is vested in us from you, Almighty God. We pray for healing of the nation in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
God, heal and deliver.
Heal,
Lord,
Jesus.
Oh, blessed Savior. Heal, Lord, the sins.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
heal
Lord.
Those who are
yes,
spiritually
Lord,
afflicted, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Naturally afflicted, financially
yes,
afflicted.
Lord.
Heal,
Lord,
Lord Jesus.
Heal, Jesus.
In
thank
every
Jesus.
Area of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes,
Lord God, asking you to do these things for us, and we will continue to give your name the praise.
Yes.
All
yes.
the glory and honor belong unto you. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Jesus. Glory
yes,
to you,
yes,
God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, yes, Lord, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to your name.
Thank you.
Glory. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Glory,
yes,
glory.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank
glory
you,
to
Jesus.
Your name, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you,
glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
thank you Jesus.
Lord,
yes. Bless your holy name,
oh,
Jesus.
Lord God.
Thank bless
you.
The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your
thank
name
you,
is worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
thank
be to
Jesus.
God. We just thank God
thank
once
you,
again for that powerful message.
Thank
amen.
You,
and for the testimony.
Because
the enemy, he doesn't want us to believe God when God has done something for us, done a work for us. The enemy tries to plant doubt in our mind and make us doubt God and not even mention it. But Lord knows if we just open our mouths, glory to God,
by faith,
hallelujah, we can speak things into existence.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God is just that kind of God. If your faith can meet that condition, oh, hallelujah. If your faith is at that level where you can say of a surety that God did it for you, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, and don't take it back. Glory be to God. God will surely manifest himself. And I truly enjoy the message on today. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank the Lord for the evangelist and for her just letting God have his way. And I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to do the work of the Lord. Amen. And let God have his way in your life. Praise
the Lord.
Before we have any announcements, if you want to have any other words, you are certainly welcome to do so.
We just thank God for his word, for his anointing, for strength. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I just thank God for this opportunity, a great opportunity to project the word of God. And that's what I'm glad about today. I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through, those who know the word of prayer, to pray for me. Keep me in your prayer. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Khadijah if she will come forth and give us our announcements.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just tell you, I thank God for that word coming through Evangelist Maybell, asking that question, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And save me, Lord. Lord, save me. I truly want to be saved. And she began to tell us what we had to do in terms of sanctification and to bring our minds in and to conformance with the word of God. And, you know, she began to let us know that we have to shut everything else out. And like Evangelist Hameen said, the word wasn't just for the unsaved, but even for us who are saved. And when Evangelist Maybell began to preach, I truly began to just examine my own self and think about things that I could stand to even cut out of my life, because sanctification, it continues. Because sometimes along the way we might pick up little things and we're just like, well, you know, we don't have to do these things, and you know, and we could stand to cut those things out. But that word, I tell you, it was very deep and very powerful. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be saved, she told you the steps, those three steps, that conversion, sanctification, and the receiving of the Holy Ghost. And truly just want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Again, that's day to thank God for the word and for that prayer. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title 1 School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title 1 School. Add it to the prayer list, or Joycelyn Rivers, that's Sister Patricia Bennett's cousin, Clarissa and her children. We want to pray a special prayer for her infant son, Jason, and Evangelist Sheila Peoples. Let us continue to pray for the Breeze Diggs family, Brenda Edmond, Shakia Edmond, Aisha Edmond, Lynette Miller, Anthony Miller, Montrell Miller, and the Miller family, Charisma Bishop, Evangelist Annette Bradley and family, and Miss Tia I believe those are all the names, and if not, you could just let me know. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to get you through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Culbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca McDonald and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in Elderberry Johnson, and he'll pop up there. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340. I just want to also remember Sister Rebecca Ingram. Add her to the prayer list, please. Minister Emmanuel Hoags and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. On Sundays at 11 a.m., Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. And he actually preached a message this morning saying, when ye receive the power. So this felt like part two. This message felt like part two of his message this morning. It was interconnected. And that phone number for Grace Temple's line is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of our broadcast. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all the announcements that I have. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into Evangelist Hameen's hands.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We truly do thank God for all the things that have been said and done and for this great radio broadcast. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you listening in. May the Lord continue to bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for your love, for your support. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God because it just feels so good to be praising God on this broadcast, knowing that there's so many more praising God along with us. Amen. Supporting us, praying for us, and that is very encouraging. And so we just thank God for each one of you. Praise the Lord. Again, may the Lord bless you greatly. May the Lord be with you and keep you throughout the course of the week. Amen. I want to encourage you to keep your mind on the Lord and reflect on the Word of God. Take this word throughout the week. If you are seeking to be filled with the Holy Ghost, God, with those three steps in mind.
Yes.
Repent. Sanctification.
Yes.
And being filled with the Holy Ghost. Make that change. Be converted. Change your life around. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Start cutting out things that you know God is not pleased with.
Yes.
Put those things aside. Forsake those things. Walk away from them. Turn your back on them. Amen. And what you can't do, God will do the rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes when from the Lord, God will bring something to your mind that you need to do. You might feel like, well, I've done everything I know to do. And if God brings something to your mind to do, do it right away.
Amen.
Because it's important for your deliverance. It's important for your salvation. Amen. You might have forgotten about something that you've been holding on to. The Lord will bring it to your attention. And when that happens, take care of it right away. Amen. And continue to go after the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because I believe that God is moving even now. While we have no idea what he's doing or how he's doing it, God is moving right now. God is working things out. And as a matter of fact, he's working on somebody's heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
They're very inquisitive and trying to find answers. But I want you to know that God has the answers that you need. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. The Lord will show you the way. Amen.
Amen.
He will give you an experience with him. And you will get to know him for who he is. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And I'm getting stirred up and I feel like God.
All right. Go ahead. All right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But I just want to encourage everyone. Amen. To just continue to look to the Lord and meet us back here. Tune in with us again on Friday evening at 7 p.m. Praise the Lord, that we may go forth together in the praises of the Lord. And
Amen.
If you feel the presence of God on you and you feel a need to just give him a praise, you ought to do it right then and there. Don't hold back. Don't wait.
All right.
See, the enemy wants you to wait and miss out on your blessing.
Amen.
But don't wait. Just do it right then and there. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because you have no idea what God is about to do in that moment.
Amen.
And if you just render a praise to him immediately, when the praise goes up, the Lord will send a blessing upon you. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
I better come on in. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But I feel good down in my sanctified soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it warms my heart to know that someone is praying for us and someone is supporting us. And we are so thankful. As mentioned, we hope and pray that you had a beautiful Thanksgiving. And remember that each and every day is a day of Thanksgiving. So give thanks every single day. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for this great broadcast. We thank God for my co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and also for my daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to make mention before we close out of my nephew Caleb. And he has been faithfully tuning in and also
thank the Lord
out. Amen. Praise God. And I say to you, Caleb, that I love you dearly, and I thank God for you, and I want you to know that God loves you. Amen.
Amen.
So you be encouraged, and you continue to seek the Lord, because I believe God has something special in store for you.
Yes,
Lord.
So I'm praying toward that end. And I look forward to speaking with you soon, if it be the Lord's will. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. We thank God for all things at this time. This does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. Amen. And if you desire to call and speak to the speaker, we have a number that you could text. If you would like to send a text and you want to reach out to us by telephone, I don't know if we've been given this number, but you may call 410-209-7503. Because there are times when you might just want to reach out to the preacher or the host or, you know, of the radio show, and you just want to get more information or get a special prayer one-on-one, you're welcome to do so. So again, that number is 7503. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Until the next time, this concludes the radio broadcast. God bless you and we love you.